This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we start out this morning talking about one of my favorite topics is actually the Port of New Orleans and what they do. And we're joined by Kim Pries, New Orleans & Company, Senior Vice President, Tourism Sales, as well as Kimberly Kurth, Port NOLA Press Secretary. Two Kims, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Newell.
Thank you so much
Good morning.
Joining us. Go ahead.
It's Kim Power today.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And we're talking about something that's been pretty powerful for our economy, the cruise industry as well, right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's a huge economic engine for New Orleans and our regional economy. And this has been such an exciting month in October at Port NOLA, as well as really an exciting year because we are on track to welcome a record number of cruise passengers this year, and our cruise line partners are continuing to show confidence in the Louisiana cruise market through Port NOLA.
What do you think is driving this more than anything else? I mean, the numbers are phenomenal. They're encouraging. A lot of other sectors are don't seem to be as strong as this sector. What's driving it?
Well, you're right. I mean, the cruise business is extraordinarily resilient. It bounced back as soon as it was able to do so following the pandemic. And industry-wide, a record number of cruise passengers are expected to sail this year, but also in 2025, and that's forecasted to just continue to grow. And so I think here, at least, we know that and I really can't emphasize this not enough, and I know Kim will agree with me here, but what we offer here in New Orleans is so unique, one of a kind, really. And people from all over the world want to experience it. And that's evident in the growing cruise numbers and demand that we're seeing here at Port NOLA. We're the only cruise port in the country that offers both ocean going and river cruising. And we're also uniquely located within the heart of the city. So, you know, we're just steps away from the historic French Quarter, you know, world renowned restaurants and incredible culture. And you will often hear us say that cruising from New Orleans is two vacations in one, because we know nearly 75% of our cruise passengers are spending one or two days in New Orleans, either before or after their cruise, to enjoy our vibrant city.
So, Kim from New Orleans & Company, this is going to be a little laborious, but we'll get with all the Kims. when we think about our cruise terminal, I mean, it's really situated in such a way that's very unique because I've been to a number of ports, and none of which the cruise terminal being as easy to get to from the city as this one. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Absolutely. I've cruised from all over the world, and it is so ideal that New Orleans is more of a port of call than it is a departure city, because you're literally in the French Quarter. That is unheard of in other cities. A lot of times it's a 45-minute taxi ride away from where the cruises are located. So this is a very big selling point. It's not only a selling point domestically, but it's a selling point when we pitch the cruises internationally. In fact, the fact that, you know, cruising is so popular because it's so inexpensive when you break it down by day. And with the economy, or the perception of economy, people know that they can cruise and have all their meals included. They don't have to lug their luggage everywhere. They get on that ship and they enjoy an entire vacation. And so New Orleans is part of that. We're a port of call, and it gives us an edge over our competition for sure.
The other edge for me, I just recently traveled in the Northeast, and what was interesting, both airports that I visited, it was a lot more difficult getting from point A to point B. I mean, you get off the cruise ship, 15 minutes, you're in the airport. I mean, it's just not that difficult.
We're ideally positioned for cruising, and I feel that our numbers are growing stronger and stronger, and next year looks even stronger for us as far as domestic and international cruising. And I'll let Kimberly talk more about that. But it's funny that we should talk about cruising today, because we have one of our largest cruise clients with Paramount Cruises in town from the UK this week, and we're showing him everything there is to do and see about New Orleans so that he can bring in more of his UK passengers, which all ties into the BA flight, and it's all connected, and it just shows the strength of New Orleans as a destination.
Yeah, absolutely. Kimberly, you had a thought?
Well, yeah, I mean, we know that people from all over the world want to come here to cruise out of New Orleans, to experience New Orleans. We also, again, offer something so unique in that you can take a tropical Caribbean vacation, or you can also see the beautiful Mississippi River, you know, sailing to Memphis and St. Louis. So there's so many options here, but also, you know, we have Norwegian and Royal Caribbean returning just this month to begin their cruise seasons, and Norwegian renewed for 5 more years with the Port of New Orleans. They're offering additional sailings with Norwegian Getaway. Royal Caribbean also returning with their new vessel, the Brilliance of the Seas. Carnival Cruise Line offers 2 home-ported vessels here from New Orleans that are year-round. And they've committed for 5 more years. In May 2024, just this year, and a lot of people may not know this, that Carnival celebrated its 30th year of cruising from New Orleans, and just last month marked its official 7 millionth guest cruising from New Orleans. So these cruise line partners know that the demand is growing here. We have strong growth projections, and we know that the future of cruising industry-wide is really with the younger generations as well. You know, the millennials are really so enthusiastic about taking cruise vacations. And as Kim mentioned, these are you get so much value for what you're spending. You can see multiple destinations in one trip. You know, they're typically all-inclusive and typically cheaper than landside alternatives. So, and what we offer is so unique across the country and world, really, that you do get to experience. You know, we have an airport, a global international airport, you know, within 15, 20 minutes away. Our terminal is located right there within steps of the historic French Quarter. So you can experience all of that in one trip.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there something strategic, and this is just a curiosity question, about the location of our port in relation to the Gulf of Mexico, the ability to get to the Caribbean?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. We know that industry-wide, the most popular cruises out there are cruises to the Caribbean. And so New Orleans, you know, obviously through the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean Sea, we're offering numerous options and itineraries to different places, Mexico, the Bahamas, Grand Cayman, so many different options. And we're so accessible. And you can see all those destinations for a great price. So certainly, I think we offer a unique strategic location that is very attractive worldwide.
And is there something unique for them from a marketing perspective of being able to travel up the mighty Mississippi? I mean, you know, most of these other ports, you're going into a port, it's fairly industrial, to say the least. Here, that's not the same experience, right? You're coming up the Mississippi, a lot of history there, obviously, major river system. So much cargo and stuff flows through the Mississippi and has historic significance in the way that we developed ourselves in this country.
This is Kim from New Orleans and Company. I can speak to what our clients are telling us about that. They enjoy selling the river cruises because a lot of people are looking for that smaller vessel experience. They're looking for something that's a manageable number of people on the boat. They enjoy the history and the Mark Twain experience. It's very, very popular, and it's also they're doing really well. Their occupancies on the ships are doing really well. And the thing about the travel agents. So we work with marketing to the travel trade. Believe it or not, travel agents still are alive and well. They are selling cruises like crazy out of New Orleans because it's profitable for them. Their clients enjoy cruising out of New Orleans. And one thing about these river cruises is it's not an inexpensive trip. Those are a little bit more expensive. The clientele is a little bit more discerning on what they want and all the specialty items that those vessels offer. Viking has made such a difference in this business. So it is, it's so wonderful to have different products to sell out of New Orleans for these particular clients. Travel agents book so many cruises out of New Orleans, and that's an edge that we have over Galveston and over Mobile. So our competition is really tough because we've got Mobile, we have Galveston. It's offering a very similar experience, but nothing quite like what New Orleans has to offer. So I know Kimberly agrees that what we're offering here is unique, and people fly in from all over the world to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just going to add that, again, I can't stress enough, we're the only cruise port in the United States that offers both the ocean-going and river cruising. And those river cruises, I mean, the demand, really strong demand, just as Kim described it. You know, they are so popular, but it's a different experience. It's a smaller vessel, and it's such a unique experience to see all the history and to see the beautiful Mississippi River. And a lot of those cruises, too, are longer. I mean, you could take up to a 21-day cruise on a riverboat. So it's definitely a unique experience.
This is to Kim. Have we seen where the cruise industry is trying to align with, like, French Quarter Fest, Jazz Fest, other festivals that we offer here?
Our travel industry, the people that book travel for a profession, always take advantage of the fact that we have these amazing festivals. And so they will time it around Mardi Gras. They'll time these their passengers to cruise outside, exactly, French Quarter Festival, Jazz Festival. Think about how wonderful it would be to go hang out in a festival, tour the city of New Orleans, hop on a Caribbean cruise, come back and do it all over again because there's another festival the next weekend. I mean, it is such an amazing place to be. It's exhausting for us because we live here and we try to do everything. But it is literally a dream come true. And people save up there for many, many, many years for their cruise experiences. And they're very profitable. So everyone on the tourism side really likes to sell them.
You know, I was telling this story yesterday. During the show, I was up on the East Coast. We were in Newport. We went to Our Lady of St. Mary Church, which is where Jackie Bouvier married John F. Kennedy Jr. And we're talking to the lady that's operating the church and you know, taking folks through and telling them the story and everything else. And she asked, she goes, where are you guys from? I said, New Orleans. She goes, we go every year. I said, really? She goes, oh, yeah, French Quarter Fest, greatest festival in the world. We've been to all of them. She goes, we have a bunch here. We don't like them here. We like going to New Orleans. We've been going for like, I don't know, I think she said 16 straight years, you know, for French Quarter Fest. And it was just really, you know, refreshing and invigorating to see the excitement in their eyes about, you know, about that. So there's very much a story to tell. And it was just interesting, right?
Oh, sure. And,
go ahead.
I would just add that, you know, and that story will continue to be told really on the global stage as we're going to host the Super Bowl, you know, and that's going to increase exposure of New Orleans and our cruise offerings to a global audience.
Go ahead, Kim.
I was just going to add that New Orleans has a wonderful reputation to deliver a unique and fun experience. But I also want to encourage our locals that, you know, if you haven't taken a cruise out of the Port of New Orleans, you really need to consider to do so. It is such a luxury that you have all of these wonderful vessels leaving to all different parts of the world that you can just hop on. It is so much easier than having to get on a plane and fly into another city and have to go through the fear of not making your cruise because the plane might be delayed, or you can literally just pack your bags, drive downtown, hop on a cruise, and enjoy those cruise ships. So they're not only for our visitors, but they're also for our locals. And we enjoy sharing what we have. So I'm just proud to be in this industry. I'm happy to work with these tour operators and travel agents that sell New Orleans as a cruise industry. And we travel the world promoting it. We work with the port. The port and New Orleans and company share booths at different trade shows selling these cruise ships. So it is such a wonderful partnership. And I really, Kimberly, I really enjoy working with you and your team.
Oh, absolutely. We want to thank all of our cruise lines and hospitality partners, especially New Orleans and Company. That value partnership is why we are on track to have our best year yet.
Well, ladies, keep up the great work. This is great news. Port Nola is the sixth largest cruise port in the country. Growth projections are looking very healthy. I love talking about positive news, and obviously this is incredibly positive for the place that we call home. Kimberly Kurth, Port Nola Press Secretary, and Kim Priest, the New Orleans & Company Senior Vice President, Tourism Sales. Thank you for your time, your insight. Have a great week. Go Saints.
Go Saints. Thanks, Noel.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. When we return, we'll visit with Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, and we'll talk about the Saints and Broncos preview.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.